Technologies worries about my network, so I don't have to. Learn more at wearebt.com. Bachelor Technology.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
Come with me, baby, and we'll fly. in just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh.
John.
What is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall. Who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people. That's all.
That's the radio.
I think I heard of that.
It's called the radio. Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Lillian Wu. The Attorney General back on Capitol Hill going before a Senate subcommittee a day after a House appearance. Fox News learning William Barr has assembled a team to investigate the FBI's counterintelligence probe into candidate Trump's campaign. Barr grilled Tuesday on the release of the Mueller report.
Lawmakers used the annual Justice Department budget hearing to press Barr on the timeline.
This process is going along very well.
While Democrats want all of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's findings, the Attorney General made clear he is bound by the law.
Fox's Catherine Herridge.
Grand jury material, classified information, ongoing investigations, and the privacy of individuals not charged will be publicly withheld.
And New Zealand voting in gun law changes less than a month after the deadly attacks at two mosques. The reform bill needs action from the country's governor general before it becomes official. This is Fox News.
Proud to introduce the new Jussie Smollett Visa card. Live life like a Hollywood big shot. Buy whatever you want. Travel to exotic places. Dine like a king with the Jussie Smollett Visa card. When that bill comes each month, simply deny the charges.
How can you doubt that? Like, how do you not believe that? It's the truth.
Build your empire with the Jussie Smollett Visa card. What's in your Smollett?
What if everyone on the morning show caught a virus and sounded and acted like the Three Stooges? Greg Budell, what would you say to someone who came into the control room and messed up all the settings on the board?
I'll squeeze the cider out of your Adam's apple.
Jay Scott, I understand they work you like a mule around here.
I'm no mule.
No, your ears are too short.
Emily Hayes, did you get the last cup of coffee?
Yes.
Well, did you make a new pot?
But I didn't do it.
Oh, you're in trouble. Bailey, the Wonder Dog. I might have accidentally eaten your chicken.
I'll sue you for this.
And Rich Thomas, do you have a forecast for us this morning?
I got it. Now what'll I do with it?
We'll come back to you.
I'm a victim of circumstance.
Now, how do we get out of this?
Please omit the rest of the entertainment.
That's good.
And continue.
Works for me. Now, stand by for three men. And a lady.
Love it.
One of us is crazy, and it's not you.
Thanks. I appreciate that. I'm actually feeling pretty mentally healthy today, so something must be wrong. It's Greg joining me this morning, as always.
Greg Scott.
Jay Scott. Emily Hayes.
Yay, fun.
And, of course, the one and only Rich Rich Thomas for the forecast.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
We're enjoying a quiet day today, although there is some patchy fog in spots this morning. I didn't see any fog on my way to work, and I'm looking at the area airports. Here in the Montgomery area, we're okay. Let's see. Selma is down to a quarter of a mile. Eastern Lee County, half a mile visibility. So, yeah, you could run into a foggy area. Otherwise, sunshine, warm, mid-80s today. Biscuits home opener at 1 o'clock. Mostly clear tonight. Overnight low temperature 62. The space station flies over at 753, and it's going to be a really, really good one. Tomorrow, breezy, warm. A good bit of sun, high 84. Risk of a few showers in the wee hours of Friday morning, but I think Friday is primarily dry, high 81. Widely scattered storms Saturday. Better chance of scattered storms Saturday night, and a potentially severe weather outbreak begins perhaps in the pre-dawn hours of Sunday morning, Palm Sunday, and continues daytime Sunday, including a risk of tornadoes. Please watch my video this morning. You will get a lot more information. You'll also hear the concern in my voice by then. 55 calm out there as far as the winds at right now at 611.
Smart Skin Spa and Salon is the River Region's full-service med spa, day spa, and salon located in historic downtown Prattville. With over 500 square feet, Smart Skin offers over 100 services of all things beauty and relaxation. Find them online or on Facebook now.
Let's hear it for Jay Scott, who found it yesterday.
I was worried I wasn't going to find it. I had to go through the 6 a.m. hour, the 7 a.m. hour. I thought I was going to have to go to your afternoon show and try and find it.
Well, I knew if it was going to be somewhere, it would be whatever the day before Easter was last year.
It was a Friday.
Yeah.
It's always the day before Easter.
Yeah.
Or at least the show before Easter.
Yeah. Good work. Thanks for the extra effort.
Yeah, no problem.
What a team player.
Yep.
That's a hilarious
video. I do my part.
In front of me there.
Oh, that's the one with Joe Biden molesting Joe Biden. there's been some good stuff out there. It is 12 minutes after 6. We'll have the Baumhauer's winning word coming up. A chance to win lunch for two at Baumhauer's Victory Grill. I'll have the cheap and trashy. We got the TV ratings. Oh, there is a conundrum for possible use. Oh. Although we have a special edition of True the Baloney today.
Oh. Covering what? What is today? What is the occasion for today?
You know, I knew you were going to ask, so...
I'm glad you had that handy.
I went foraging. It's National Siblings Day.
Yeah, I have nothing to contribute.
Yes. You're a...
I am an only child.
Only child. Yeah.
I have nothing to offer in that
conversation. You never said a cross word to any of your siblings.
I never had any to say to.
I have embarrassing moments from, you know, the baby boomer house on Scottsdale Avenue in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
I was told, I don't remember doing this. You know, I was born 15 months later, my brother, Dave. 13 months after Dave comes Jody. And I was told that when they brought Jody home from the hospital, I said, throw her in the garbage. What a horrible... why would you want to tell me that I said that? I'm just a dopey... I wasn't even three myself at the time.
Throw her in the garbage.
What a terrible... So I've had to live with that my whole life. The guilt just keeps on coming. 614, I understand that Emily had a hairball.
She did, and... I'm not going to walk into that joke. she'll be on. She'll be in her way. On her way soon.
That happens twice a day in Millbrook.
I don't know. You guys probably don't get to listen in the afternoon. But yesterday, what's her name? She's funny. She's been a regular for a long time. Called up and excerpted some of that conversation yesterday about how often
that should occur. And the whole thing with Millbrook, twice a day. And the, oh, plus the text from Mrs. Ritterbottle that we're moving to Millbrook.
Oh. I didn't hear that.
I didn't appreciate that.
Is that associated with the hairball or?
No, probably not.
Well, I think Arrowhead's a very busy community. I don't know what the deal is. One of the school scandal women now facing additional charges. It's getting worse, not better for them.
Well, they warned them. They warned. They warned and said, "Look, we can give you a plea deal. If you don't take the plea deal, then
you're open to other.
Then you're open to more charges." And,
right.
And normally they don't really tell you that unless it's like we're gonna throw some stuff down.
Do you think we're getting take this seriously?
Yeah, she's. It comes with four. I think it depends on the. They're more interested in the federal crimes that she did, where money laundering and a couple of other things that she did. The other woman, the other desperate housewife, she did not do near what the Full House girl did.
Each charge carries a maximum of 20 years.
Yeah.
So while they're saying it's not likely that Aunt Becky will be sent away for 40 years,
right?
Some jail time is likely, according to prosecutors, for everybody involved in this. And the recommendation is to be 4 to 6. And you know what? I hear this word privilege thrown around very abusively. But let's face it, folks with a lot of money can do things the rest of us can't. But when you... So I don't care if you drive a better car or you have a bigger house or any amenities that I don't have, but when you... cheat the when the system, which is supposed to be fair to everybody, trying to get into a school.
Right.
You know, there are kids that were qualified to get into USC that couldn't get in because they abused the system. That's what pisses me off.
Yeah.
I envy no one. Well, we don't have time for that now. Yay, fun.
Envy the folks of Millbrook? Is that what you're going to say?
Yeah. Boy, oh, boy. A lot of, lot of Emmy going around these days. Millbrook envy. Let's go live to Millbrook. For some
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Alabama lawmakers have approved a budget that provides money for 500 additional correctional officers. The House of Representatives voted 103-0 for the general fund budget. The budget now moves to the Senate. This comes after the Department of Justice issued scathing findings condemning Alabama prisons last week. The Southern Poverty Law Center has released a plan they say will help improve Alabama's prison system. They say building new prisons, hiring more staff members and paying them better, and reducing the number of people in the prisons should cut down on Alabama's prison problems. And Montgomery firefighters are investigating a house fire last night on Wiley Road. Officials believe the fire may have started in a dryer and then spread into the wall. No injuries were reported. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Do you happen to know
what day it is?
Wednesday.
Middle of the week.
It's Wednesday.
We're in the middle of the week.
Yeah, it's Wednesday.
In the middle of the week?
It's Wednesday.
Then we're halfway there.
Yeah, we're halfway there.
Where?
There.
Where?
There.
The weekend.
The weekend.
Almost time to get it down and get wasted.
What are we waiting for?
It's showtime, baby. Come on.
Let's go live to Millbrook.
Yes.
For some for an update on hairball cleanup operations this morning.
Look, if I didn't do that, he was still asleep. Husband is still asleep. I saw it, and I knew that if I didn't.
How long was it?
Huh?
How long was it? The hairball.
Yeah, it was a sizable one.
More than a foot or two?
And I just knew that if I didn't clean it up, it would be right where he would step when he gets up out of bed. You know what I mean? Like when you swing over and sit up and put your feet on the ground for the first time. Then I just thought that would be a really icky way to start your day. So I cleaned up the hairball and then came to work.
Good body every morning. Ooh.
Gross.
Most unfortunate. I've been going crazy posting animal videos on Facebook. There's some, but they make a point. For example, like this one here, a reminder to always pull over and allow emergency vehicles to pass.
That's good. And with ambulance spelled backwards. That's so good. I like that.
A little promo for Jeff Blocky on traffic with a wiener dog and a wiener mobile. Isn't that cute?
Love to be an Oscar Mayer wiener.
And
look at that guy right there.
Yeah, he's having a good time.
The face.
With his balls. I know, the face.
Determination on his face.
Yeah. I'm going to get you. And then there's Rich Thomas. And I did point out, by the way, an ominous severe weather threat. Would that be correct?
For the weekend? Particularly worried. I choose my words carefully. You never want to scare anybody, but you want to walk a fine line between, you want to get people's attention, and that's what I'm trying to do.
That's why I put the watch and share on there, so make sure that you're aware going into the weekend there's a situation brewing out there. Certainly worth keeping an eye on.
What's that comment, enjoy, everyone down there?
Oh, Stephen Ruiz, he's a good guy. He's probably trying to get in the spirit of the crazy. Who knows? I don't know. 6:21. Before we get our first look at the roads, reminder that if you want, well, they call it themselves, there's 12 locations. They're all at the intersection of Prompt and Personal, and that's Adams Drugs. I had this blocking. I'm not going to complain about my litany of stupid things. Of my knee's been killing me, and I used to get lidocaine patches for that.
Right.
So I asked Lamar at My Adams Drugs on Vaughan Road East of Taylor, would you call my doctor's office, see if they can get me some of those so I can just not deal, at least numb the pain. And guess what? The next day, there they were, ready to go. You appreciate that, and they don't do that because it's me. They do that for all their customers. Their effort to build a relationship, show you the hustle, to get you taken care of, turned around, ready to go. That's always there at Adams Drugs. As mergers occur with the other pharmacies and stuff, you're just becoming, another small person in a big system, and you're not going to get that level of prompt and personal that you will get at Adams Drugs. There are 12 locations for the one nearest you. Go to AdamsDrugs.net. By the way, they're hiring. The location that takes applications and where the HR director can be found is right up the street from us at Carmichael and Perry Hill. AdamsDrugs.net. Down to the traffic dungeon. The timeline for the 10th of April is coming up next with Rich. Today's Rich Thomas School of Broadcasting lesson. Keep it trashy, and Jay is already scoring random facts. And believe it or not, I do have a convoluted intro.
Fantastic.
Wow. I was going to stop doing that, but...
Yeah, I thought it was done.
It's just a disservice to the community if you do that.
Yeah. Anyway, it all starts now.
Traffic brought to you by United Heating, Air, and Plumbing. United Heating, Air, and Plumbing can now also take care of all of your electrical maintenance or add-ons. Call United Heating, Air, Plumbing, and Electricity today. United for your comfort. Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic taking a look around the river region. Everything looks great on the interstates. We don't see any problems for you there. If your travels into town involve the 31s, don't worry. You don't have any problems there either. Traffic's building up on the boulevard, but we don't see anything to slow you down there. We do have a problem in the downtown area. We have some traffic lights out at Bibb and Moulton, and the lights are on flash, so be careful there. Early registration for summer term at Trenton State Community College is going on now through the end of April. Classes start May 22nd. Call Trenum State at 420-4200. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Injured in a wreck? We don't get paid until you get paid. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
This 3 seconds brought to you by Riding a Hog.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus better business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with an updated market report for real estate in the River Region. Sales for new and existing homes are up for our area. So far this year, sales and demand are up over 12% from the same time last year. The supply of homes is down 9% for 2019 over last year due to the fact that homes are selling faster, not staying on the market as long as they were last year. The buyers in the market now seek homes in stable areas that have been updated, clean, and well kept. Buyers in this market tend to shy away from as-is properties because of the expense of updating and upgrading the home after the closing. Buyers will pay more, research has shown, if owners repaint, upgrade appliances, professionally stage, and clean the home prior to the time they put them on the market. For an updated market report for your home, all you have to do is call the Real Estate Source, the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or email me personally, BoGoodson@charter.net.
Dog is man's best friend. And while you may be making sure your pet has everything they need, the River Region Humane Societies need your help too. Blue Water Broadcasting and Acceptance Insurance are doing something about it. Help stuff our Sprinter van full of badly needed shelter supplies. Acceptance Insurance. You, your terms, accept it. It's our annual Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Donate what you can. From Blue Water Broadcasting and Acceptance Insurance.
For more information on the Paw It Forward Pet Drive, go to Newstalk931.com.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
How many will watch Game of Thrones on Sunday? Listen.
There's gonna be a billion people sitting at home, turning on their televisions for Game of Thrones. There's gonna be a billion people, watch Cersei being evil, the Night King killing people, those dragons are so lethal. Billion people watching TV on Sunday night, a billion people wanna see who is gonna die. Game of Thrones will have a billion viewers streaming on their computers. There's lots of sex and booze and the season 8 conclusion. Jon Snow will find his fate after this 2-year hiatus. Finally Winter came. I bet it's gonna be the greatest. There'll be a billion people streaming it on Sunday. We're watching Daenerys Targaryen, Arya Stark and Tyrion. They better show worth the wait.
A billion people. Except in Millbrook, where they'll be playing the home version of the game.
Yes!
With the timeline for April the 10th at 6:28, here's your host, Rich Thomas.
On the 100th day of the year. Can you believe that?
We made it!
There are 265 days left. Please, tickle throat, go away now. This is a bad time to join me. It's Golfer's Day. You a golfer?
Yes. I go through phases with it, though. I'll play, then I'll back off for a while. A couple of years ago, I was playing quite a bit, and then I stopped.
It could be a relaxing thing to do. National Be Kind to Lawyers Day.
Do we know any?
Well, I don't think we know any. Not in this timeline.
You know Baron?
Legal, local heartthrob.
Yeah.
Chad.
Right. Chad,
yeah. Dana Delkin, Jacqueline Tomlinson.
Yeah.
By the way, when I mentioned their name.
Representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
I was being sarcastic.
I was too.
Isn't Branch lawyer too?
Yes.
Yeah.
We know lawyers. I was trying to have a funny. My bad.
You have Branch Close.
Yeah.
And a darn good one.
It's National Siblings Day today, as we already heard.
I got nothing to contribute.
Yeah, there you go. 170 years ago, 1849, Walter Hunt patented the safety pin. Then he lost his mind and sold the rights for $400.
Oh, jeez. Not a good deal.
No, no. 1865, after one day after surrendering to Grant, Confederate General Robert E. Lee addresses his army for the last time, thanking his men for their service. A crowd of 3,000 gathered outside the White House, hoping for some rousing words from the president. He said he would speak to them the following night, and then he asked the band to play Dixie, which they did. I think they played the disco version of
Dixie. You had tickets for a show or something that night, right?
No, not that particular night, but that's coming.
There's one other thing I want to ask you real quick, since you are the expert on this topic. I watched one of those true or fiction things in American history, and they said that the actual surrender wasn't Lee and Grant, it was two other guys somewhere else.
Well, Lee and Grant were the two big armies, but did that end the war? No, it had to happen in the Carolinas. There was another thing, and then it went on till early June. In Texas. So that was the beginning.
Okay.
And that was the big deal. Yeah. So you're right.
And now you know the rest of the story, folks.
Oh, boy. Tickets, please. 1912 on this date. The Titanic set sail from Southampton, England. We know what happened then 5 days later. Maiden voyage. On this date in 1925, you have a friend right there.
I do.
On this date in 25, The Great Gatsby by F. Scott Fitzgerald was published.
I know a school that's having a Great Gatsby party.
Oh, yeah.
This week. Yeah, their spring thing is a Gatsby event.
I love Gatsby parties.
Of course, Montgomery has a...
horrible book.
Has a connection to the Gatsby.
To the
Fitzgeralds. 1963. On this date, the USS Thresher, an atomic submarine, sinks in the Atlantic, killing the entire crew. 129 sailors and civilians lost. It plunged to the seafloor 300 miles off the coast of New England. Now, our song of the day. Huge 1967 song that made it to number 2 on the Billboard charts, released in April. Large Garage Rock Band, not too far from my home in Mansfield, Ohio. Music explosion, little bit of soul.
Now when you're feeling low and a fish won't bite, you need a little bit of soul to put you right.
Why is that? Can I ask you a question real quick?
Yeah, sure.
I worked, one of my heroes and good friends and mentors in Chicago was a guy who spent some time in Cleveland. His name came up because I was telling one of my lame-ass stories yesterday to Joey.
Uh-huh.
And his name was Jimmy P. Stagg. Do you remember him?
Yeah, Stagg, sure.
Yeah. I think Cleveland was the last city he worked in before he came to Chicago.
He used to be a great morning man. Do you remember Gary G. by any chance? Gary G. Bishop?
Yes, Gary G. Bishop,
yeah.
Yes.
Jerry G. Bishop, I beg your pardon.
I think, wasn't he a pilot? Didn't he go by the name Jerry the Flying D?
I'm not sure. In Cleveland, he was huge. Then I think he went to CFL.
Stagg. So I looked him up, and he's got a Wikipedia page, and he passed away in 2007. He got out of radio in 75 and opened up record stores.
Did he?
Yeah, he was really turned off with a lot of the changes going on in radio in the 70s.
Yeah, that was a big name in radio in Cleveland. 1976, Peter Frampton, number one on the charts with Frampton Comes Alive, one of the biggest live-selling albums in rock history. 27 years ago, Sam Kinison died on this date in 92, killed in a car crash by a drunk 17-year-old on a desert highway near Needles, California. He was 38, and still we hear these stories of... what he was saying before he died. He was like having a conversation, like, I don't know, I don't want to die. But then there was a pause as if he's listening to someone. And he says, but why? And then after another pause, he says, okay. Then he died.
You hear those stories, man. People that work in that industry, emergencies and stuff, they tell a lot of those kind of stories.
19 years ago, 2000, Ken Griffey Jr. becomes the youngest player in baseball history to reach 400 home runs. He was 30 years old and 141 days. His career ended in 2010 with 630 homers. That's the fifth all-time list behind Willie Mays, Babe Ruth, Hank Aaron, and unfortunately, Barry Bonds.
He never was healthy when he was with Cincinnati. Because we all thought he'd beat Babe Ruth, maybe Aaron, easily. Yeah. But he just couldn't stay healthy. And he never won a World Series, either.
Remember those pictures of him when he was just a little kid with his dad on the field? I guess it was in Cincinnati, right?
Just to see his father play for the Yankees in the early 80s, and we go to spring games, and you'd see the players with their kids. I'm sure that was Ken that was out on the field with his old man.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Haley Joel Osment is 31 today. He was that little kid in The Sixth Sense. Oh. Brian Setzer is 60 today from The Stray Cats. Actor Peter McNichol is 65. He was, what was his sister was Christy McNichol. Still is.
She was a hottie for a while there.
She was a big deal in all the teen magazines. John Madden was never in a teen magazine. He's 83 today.
83.
Isn't that amazing? And making a mitt off that game. Wow. Harry Morgan, who first was, I knew him from Dragnet, but Colonel Sherman Potter on MASH would have had a birthday today, died in 2011. Biscuit's home opener, we found out, is 6:35 p.m., despite some websites that say 1 p.m. It's 6:35 p.m. Right?
The doors open at, or the gates open at 5.
Okay, all right. So let's get that straight. Biscuits, today, 5 days till taxes are due, 11 days till Easter Sunday. We're 32 days till Mother's Day, and 259 days until Santa works again. And that's your timeline.
With your host,
Rich Thomas, here's John Madden. Hey, you know, John Madden, happy Valentine's Day to the Cougar. Boom, there you go.
Time now for Baumhauer's winning word of the day.
Oh, how exciting.
And the winning word of the day is...
happy. As in happy hour. Not in my show, but happy hour at Baumhauer, Sunday through Friday, 11 to 7, featuring $1.99 domestics, $2.99 wells, half off glasses and bottles of wine, and much, much more. We'll give you some details. Happy, that's the word you need to know this afternoon. Between 3 and 6 at some point, I'll say, and probably early, because on Wednesday night we go to Baumhauer's. We'll ask you for that winning word. Be the ninth caller at 272-9228. And we'll lunch for two at Baumhauer's Victory Grill at 637.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the River Region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Patchy dense fog in spots this morning, but it depends on who got more rain than others yesterday, and it was pretty spotty. Otherwise, sunshine warm today, mid-80s. Mostly clear tonight, overnight low 62. Well, what a treat if you're at the Biscuits game tonight and you look up and you see the space station flying over, straight overhead, 753 to 756 from the northwest to the southeast, and very, very bright. A really good one. Tomorrow, breezy warm, good bit of sun, 84. I think we're up to 81 on Friday, with a risk of a shower sometime during the day, but the chances are small. And then widely scattered storms on Saturday, scattered storms Saturday night, and potentially severe weather beginning perhaps as early as the pre-dawn hours on Sunday morning and through the daytime hours Sunday, including a tornado risk. And more details on my morning video. And please get our weather app on your phone or tablet now. It's going to come in handy this weekend. Right now, this morning, calm winds and 55 degrees, 6:38.
What's getting in the way of you living your best life, your prime life? Visit Prime South Bank, and you'll find the service and tools for you to enjoy a prime life. From free checking to the perks of personal attention, Prime South Bank is ready to serve you in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, Montgomery, and online. Member FDIC.
Our TV topic coming up in just a couple of minutes when we join Alabama News Rising is the top 10 things that can cause us a bad mood, and why do we spend 2 hours a day in a bad mood?
We got 2 hours? Well, unless you live in Millbrook, you spend 2 hours a day in a bad mood.
One of the things that can make me feel testy is when I can't find my glasses, or I put them on to do something and they're schmutz.
Right.
So I got to find one of my cleaning pads and clean them off.
De-schmutz it.
You never have to de-schmutz your eyes when you have LASIK. And a week from Saturday, it's true, your eyes take care of the schmutz. a week from Saturday at Montgomery Eye Physicians in Montgomery Eye LASIK, they are having what's called the spring screening event. Get screened for LASIK and get an incredible goodie bag from Montgomery Eye Physicians. You have the actual board-certified corneal specialists out there to answer questions. Free food and drink, some great door prizes. It's really a vision festival from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Montgomery Eye, right across from Chappie's on Vaughan Road. If you'd like more info, go to onlinemep.com or call 272-2020. Onlinemep.com. And again, mark your calendar. That's 10 to 2 a week from Saturday the 20th at Montgomery Eye Physicians and Montgomery Eye LASIK. We are at 640 on News Talk 93.1 FM.
I heard the ding for 640.
No, that was my daughter's mother sending me a text.
I see.
She didn't respond to me the other day. I mean, it's not like she lives in Millbrook or something. I don't know what she's busy.
What?
Sorry. I can't help myself.
Later on, I want to ask you if you remember the Palm Sunday tornadoes growing up in 65.
Absolutely do.
This is Palm Sunday coming up here.
Brighten your morning. Energize your day. Live from Montgomery, it's the all-new Rising at 6 on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Approaching 641, according to a new survey, the average person spends 1 hour and 52 minutes every day in a bad mood.
And some of the most common causes are a bad night's sleep, no hot water. That's a good
one. That'll
do it. Yeah. Getting into an argument.
Yeah, a lot of good ones there. I'd say no sleep for me is always a way to start off a bad mood, but I want to bring in News Talk 93.1, three men and a lady. Good morning, guys.
Hey.
Good morning.
You know, one of the things on the list is when your partner is in a bad mood. Yeah. And that works on multiple levels. Yes, there's certainly you want your wife to be in a good mood, but these are my partners. So if one of them has an issue, I do my best to...
I mean, you feed us every morning. That puts us in a pretty good mood.
What do we have for breakfast today?
Oh, steak and eggs, sir.
That's right.
Steak and eggs, sir. Salute.
Breakfast strips.
Bad mood coming on
exactly.
All of a sudden.
I've got a bad mood.
And I knew Emily, because Emily had a hairball tragedy at her house this morning.
There was that incident.
So she was coming in stress, so I made cheesy eggs to go with the New York strip.
Why
breakfast
did listen. Hairballs not make this list?
Well, see, that would put someone in a bad mood. I saw that there was a hairball on the side of husband's, on the husband side of the bed.
We had live coverage.
Well, the folks between us, this is terrible. This is one of the worst catastrophes in the world.
I didn't want him to wake up and step in it, so I cleaned it up before I left, which made me run a few minutes behind.
Did it put you in a bad mood?
It didn't put me in a bad mood. What? No. I think it would have put him in a bad mood if he woke up and, you know, stepped in.
I had a computer issue in the middle of the night when I was rushing to get things done and had to reboot the computer, and that took an extra few minutes.
Yeah, computers, I think, can be a source of great frustration. Like, when I come in the morning, I have just enough time to serve great breakfast to my friends here, but to do all the other stuff I need to do to get ready for the show, and... Your computer has frozen up on me a couple of times.
Your computer, Jay.
And
it's yours. Nobody else uses that room but you.
You would be ashamed at some of the language I use when that happens. I speak French.
You can't talk to those things like that. They won't work anymore.
No. And unlike
Bailey's tail is just a wagon this morning, so clearly she's not affected by any of these mood killers.
She smelled the steak. That's what she's happy
But she
about.
Did get, oh, yeah, she well, got her grilled it. Chicken tenders this morning. So I try to look out for her mood,
oh,
too.
Right.
Yeah.
The dog is eating.
Right. We feed the dog here, too. Yeah. How you guys doing over there? How's that mood going?
Hey, you want to know what was a mood killer yesterday? Is when Greg was like, don't let me forget that I made key lime pies for so-and-so.
Oh.
It wasn't us so-and-so, and it wasn't y'all so-and-so. It was some other so-and-so that got key lime pies.
Now you guys know
welcome
how it
to
feels,
the club,
right?
I have two of them at home.
Yeah. I was fired up.
And I forgot to bring it. So tomorrow morning, instead of cleaning up hairballs, send me a text. I'll bring you.
No. I made a cream cheese pie last night. Don't worry about it.
Look straight into that camera and tell them that they're going to be getting some, too.
We're ready.
Okay.
We're ready.
Okay. But I need to leave a little earlier if I'm going to stop by their place to bring them a key lime pie.
Yeah, well.
And do you want whipped cream with that?
I'll come pick it up.
Oh, this is
Julia's like, they got this.
You can come by our glamorous studio and say hello and You know.
Actually, what time does the steak and egg start? I need to know.
Well, tomorrow is Burger Day here, and they get grass-fed burger patties with melted deli American cheese. And on a nice soft bun.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, all of those cows
are grass-fed.
I'm so serious,
though. What time?
I was worried about Jalea showing up for work time today because it's her first day back from vacation. Mm-hmm. Now I know this is what we need to do.
If there had been some steak and eggs waiting, I would have beat everyone here. I would have been in here flipping the lights on.
Yeah, I offer my protein bar every morning.
Not the same.
How was your vacation?
I don't want that. Get that out of my face.
I don't recall getting a postcard or anything.
It's in the mail. It's still in the mail.
Oh, because you want a key lime pie.
I was going to say, it'll probably arrive at the same time that the steak and eggs get
I see how that works. Yeah.
See what she did there?
Yeah, exactly.
How she got me
I love that.
Okay.
Great. Yeah.
Now I'm in a bad mood.
All right. Well, this segment always puts us in a better mood, guys. We're going to have to wrap it up now, and we'll talk to you tomorrow morning.
All right. Bye-bye. Have a good one. See you.
Key lime pie tomorrow.
Have a great day, guys. You want to hear from 3 minutes late?
Okay.
Are you sure you can deliver a key lime pie tomorrow?
I got two of them.
Oh, so they're going to get a backup.
They're ready. So I'll
bring... Or you just have a pie arsenal.
You just got to make sure it doesn't get soft, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's the important thing.
That's
the
thing with the cream cheese pie. Made it last night. It's in the refrigerator. It'll be good to go after dinner tonight.
Yeah, they have to be firm. They have to set.
Mm-hmm.
So... But they're ready. They're absolutely ready. So if maybe, I know you're going to be busy looking at the weekend weather and all that.
Yes,
but,
sir.
Just remind me, I can put them in a cooler and put them in the car.
Hey, I'll try to do that.
At 6:45. All right, so I've got the cheap and trashy coming up right now. We'll head down to the traffic dungeon, check in with Mr. Balake, and then we'll be back.
The River Region is waking up and getting moving this morning. Montgomery Skywatch sees a lot of traffic on the boulevard already this morning. It's stop and go at most of the traffic lights. No major problems for you there. If you are on the interstate systems, everything is rolling along just fine. We don't have any problems coming out of Prattville on 65, and 85 is running along at a speed limit ride. And if you are coming in from the outlying areas, we don't see any problems for you. The 31s are clear coming out of Hope Hull, Troy, Wetumpka, and out of Prattville as well. Let's be careful this morning. School buses are out picking up kids. Keep an eye out for them. The lot is full of pickups, SUVs, sports cars, and crossovers at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter, and more are on the way. They've got to go. That means you save money. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Insurance denied your car rental, car repair, or doctor visit? Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
The majority of the radio world opens the mic and then thinks, well, now what?
Well, then we are on two different wavelengths.
Well, I'm here with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Well, Dot, spring is here.
We're heading into spring, and I'm so glad. We've got some furniture coming in, some spring and summer furniture. It's not coming in too fast, but it's beginning to trickle in. You know, we're just busy is all I can say, and I'm thankful for that.
It looks to me like you have a lot of items for outside.
We do. We've got the wrought iron furniture, patio things, and booth 70 in the window had a swing, and it was just beautiful. I expect he'll have another one, too.
You know, there are a lot of treasures in Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall to be found.
Yes. If you don't see it here, you didn't need it anyway.
All right. Give us those hours of operation.
Monday through Friday is 10 until 6, Saturday 9 until 6, and Sunday 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
Could you use $1 million? Then come play Make Me a Millionaire at Wind Creek Montgomery. It's our biggest giveaway ever. You can start qualifying on Monday, April 1st, and you'll have lots of ways to gain entries into the grand prize drawing on Sunday, June 2nd, including daily point earning, weekly free play drawings, and a last chance qualifier. You can even earn entries by playing online at WindCreekCasino.com. So come play Make Me a Millionaire at Wind Creek Montgomery and find your winning moment.
Join Vocal, Victims of Crime and Leniency, on April 12th at the Attorney General's Office in downtown Montgomery for a special program to recognize Crime Victims Week. Vocal, its partners, and crime victims will pay tribute to those lost to violent crimes and recognize the gains in victims' advocacy that Vocal has championed for since 1982. For more details on services, vigils, and general information, visit vocalonline.org or call 800-239-3219.
Well, I've got some good news and some bad news. The good news is the economy is on the up and up, but the bad news is your adjustable rate is on its way up too. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and if you currently have an adjustable rate mortgage, listen up. An adjustable rate mortgage provides you with a lower rate and payment at the start, but it fluctuates each adjustment period based on financial reports. The better the economy, the better the financial reports, the higher your adjustable rate. Your low monthly payment could skyrocket overnight. Don't be caught off guard. By refinancing to a fixed rate with Alabama Home Mortgage, you can go to sleep with the peace of mind that your rate will not change, no matter the state of the economy. Call my team today at 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to get the peace of mind of a fixed rate Alabama Home Mortgage. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Free pizza every third Thursday of the month at Folcarelli's. All you have to do is RSVP to 279-7431 and listen to the Health and Wealth Show weeknights at 7 on WACV. Don't forget to RSVP.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Countdown to Game of Thrones. Only 4 days left to get your Daenerys Targaryen cosplay ready, and then figure out something for your wife to wear. Countdown to Game of Thrones.
Hollywood Hotel, good evening. The picture? Oh, yes, it's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
Let's see what the biggest show on TV was over the last week. And it was the second game of the NCAA Final Four on Saturday. Now, the Monday game would not be included in this particular rating, so it could be number one next week. 15 million people tuned in for the game that Auburn did not play in. Big Bang, NCIS, Young Sheldon were the only other shows that drew more than 10 million viewers. The ACM Awards, on which I offered perspicacious commentary, had their worst ratings ever, 9.9 million viewers.
It's just too political. People don't want to watch that stuff.
Did you predict that?
No. ACM's one of the reasons country's popularity has... Because most of them kept their mouths shut. But some of them... No, there has been a
trend. I'm just making light. It's award shows, and that's usually what you hear off of award shows. That's too political. I'm not watching that.
Yeah. But you know what? Unfortunately...
In the case of country music, I would say, it's too poppy. I'm not watching
that. Yeah, I'd give you that.
It's not country.
True country fans say that it's not country anymore. It's just pop.
A lot of people who don't... Yeah.
I like Reba, but we don't need Reba out there complaining that there's no female entertainer of the year award nominees. You know what? Mm-hmm. Women dominated that category 10 years ago. You hear the men complaining. So just... Stick a cork in it.
You will not talk about Reba like that.
There's no rap awards at the country music.
Yeah, but there is a song that has now recharted.
Eat it really in those comments about Reba. You should apologize. Do not blow me off.
Sorry, is that what I'm doing?
You just gave me an idea for a song for next week.
Let's see.
Reeling in the Years.
Yeah, that was the very first song I ever played. You ought to let me do that one.
I like how you try to...
That's a great top of the hour.
It is. It's also a hard song to talk over because that guitar is so strong.
Yeah.
Reba McEntire is a national treasure.
That's a great...
She's a redhead. I love redheads.
She played the Colonel.
Oh, yeah.
She dressed up as a colonel for a KFC.
That's why the ratings were down in the ACMs, because we're tired of cross-dressing colonels. We don't need a transgender Colonel Sanders.
Let me know if you get any other song suggestions.
Oh, she'll give you some song suggestions.
Every song suggestion I've ever given.
We played. We did.
Oh, okay. Well, I've got some more. But I really do need you to take back that saltiness towards Reba.
All right, I take it back.
Thank you.
Do you do this to your husband, too, or you browbeat him into taking something back?
No, my husband doesn't do anything
wrong. Twice a day, Millbrook. I take it back. I'm sorry. I love Reba McEntire. She's the best thing in the world.
I think, she's cute. But we don't, just shut up.
Whoa.
It's getting
just shut up.
It's getting salty in here.
We don't need her to, just shut up. What are you even trying to say?
I'm just reeling in the salt.
Rich, did you hear about...
How come everybody else can give their opinion, but if Reba gives her opinion, Red, get to the back.
Say, this past Monday night, after an appearance on Jimmy Kimmel Live, was he crying that night? He's usually crying every night. Scarlett Johansson got tailed by five cars full of paparazzi, so she stopped at the Hollywood police station but did not file a report. She just says this kind of garbage has to stop. Here's a suggestion. Get out of show business and change your name. And stop being famous, and nobody will follow you.
Here's an opposing view.
Here's start being a greeter at Walmart.
Yeah. See how many of the paparazzi care.
People should be able to pursue whatever career they like without being hounded by the paparazzi.
I thought he was dead.
Ooh, paparazzi? Yeah, he died a long time ago. Yeah, he was a flashbulb photographer back in. Bradley Cooper.
Ding.
Hang on, let me see if this is. Ooh.
Uh-oh.
You don't hear what that one has to say. The XFL. Does anybody care about that?
No.
Okay, I'll skip it.
I heard what they're doing, though. The whole overtime with 44 people on the field.
What? Plus, they're going to have 9-point touchdowns and 3-point tries and 2-point overtime shootouts.
Right. There's the 9-point touchdowns, plus you can go for a 1-point conversion, a 2-point conversion, or a 3-point conversion. Not by kicking field goals, by the way. By running plays on the field. And then in overtime, apparently at some point, 44 some odd players on the field at the same time.
Now, who's the league that went out of business?
That was the other one.
Well, XFL tried once and went out of business. Then what was it? It wasn't AFL.
Yeah, there's one that went out of business this week.
Steve Spurrier is one of the coaches.
Right.
Yeah.
You know the song Summer Nights from Greece?
Sure.
That's a prequel.
It's being used as the premise for a prequel on Greece, which will not feature Olivia or John Revolting.
Greece.
Sarah Gilbert is leaving the talk. Yeah, I hope they get somebody good on that show like Reba McEntire to take her place.
You should be so lucky that Reba would... would grace their presence.
Would slum it with the view.
I like Reba. I got nothing against Reba.
You just don't think that she should open her mouth and have an opinion.
No, most women should. An Ocean provocateur. Anybody that thinks I really mean that has not paid attention.
Where did the Jeopardy music come in?
Because somebody just set the all-time record of winning $110,000 in a single show.
Oh, wow.
Man. Is that already aired? Is the show aired? Apparently so, because you wouldn't know about it. They keep it secret until,
Daddy, he must have dominated the board then. Yeah. Or got some really good daily doubles.
By the way, he knew he was going to win. He set up his winnings to total $110,914 because that reads out as his daughter's birthday.
You're kidding.
Wow.
You're kidding.
That sounds like something I would do if I was smart enough to be in Jeopardy. I'm not going to talk about this Netflix story because it's too disturbing this early in the morning.
See, now I want to know what it
is. Where they bought the... They're looking to buy the theater? Is that the one you're talking about? Or is that something else?
No. It's something else out here.
No. They're looking to buy the some theater in Hollywood.
No, it's got nothing to do with that. Nipsey Hussle, the rapper who was shot, which gives you real street cred, is having a memorial service tomorrow, and they've got tickets for this. And they're scalping tickets for a funeral.
Was he named after Nipsey Russell?
I don't know if there's a connection there or not.
I had no idea about that story.
The fact that he was shot by and killed by a guy named Eric Holder is hilarious. Mm-hmm. It's 6:59. We've got traffic. We'll find out which star was born